Jim Taylor back on the RFD Radio Network. Hey, here's a great agritourism project we're going to talk about that's in the western portion of the state in Alexis, Illinois. Did you know, listening audience, that Alexis, Illinois, in the greater Warren and Mercer County area is believed to be the first ever home in the United States to Clydesdales, dating back to the Holloway Ranch back in the late 1800s. And Kyle Flowers and Sam Medhurst, F&M Clydesdales, is the new business that is forming agritourism. They're bringing them back, and two Clydesdales have arrived in Alexis this week. All right, Kyle Flowers, tell us the story about this.
Jim, I appreciate the time. We're very excited. I'm actually sitting here on the farm looking at our two brand new Clydesdales. They arrived this morning. And if I could give a shout out to Jim Wisman up in Buffalo Prairie, that gentleman went above and beyond to help us bring these Clydesdales back to Alexis. And had it not been for him, it certainly wouldn't have come together so quickly. Sam Medhurst is a local friend of mine and a neighbor. And he's a very experienced horseman and very experienced with draft horses in particular. And Sam got a hold of Jim from his old horse contacts. And the ball really just got rolling literally less than a month ago. And from less than a month ago to now, we've got Clydesdales back in Alexis. We've acquired a show harness and even acquired a wagon for future plans of wagon rides. We are going to start slow. We do have just two right now, and it'll be kind of just appearances for the time being as the horses get acclimated to the farm and acclimated to us. And we're excited to bring it back to the community, bring it back to the area where we believe it all started, from the Holloway Ranch, like you mentioned, and just see how the future unfolds for us.
So tell us a little bit about the idea behind it. Your partner is Sam Medhurst, and you mentioned, yep, you got help from Jim Wisman. I know him, great dude from Buffalo, yeah, Prairie. But what was the idea to say, hey, agritourism, I dig that. I see that in Western Illinois, but you say, let's go for the Clydesdales angle. I mean, just take us through kind of the process of saying, hey, this is something we'd like to do.
Well, it was kind of funny. Sam and I, we'd always known each other, but had never been overly close. There's a little bit of an age gap there, but he recently retired, and in his retirement, before we ever even discussed horses, he came on and helped us in our harvest on the farm just this past fall. So we just kind of got to know each other a little more and just got to talking. And then Sam started coming into the field house, which I recently acquired in the last couple years, and started walking and getting his steps in the morning. And we would just chop it up about ideas of the field house and things like that. And it just so happened one day I said, here's a curveball for you, Sam. I said, I've been dreaming for years to bring Clydesdale horses back to Alexis. And his posture changed, his eyes lit up, and he was in from the jump. He was like, we have to do that. He said, I've had this a similar dream. I could never have done it myself. And the timing is now. He recently retired. He wants to sink his teeth into something. Me personally, other than the beauty of the horse itself, I have no horse experience at all. Sam is the horseman of this operation, and he has the experience. Luckily, I have a small farm. We call it the 2 mile Y here in Alexis, right on 67 where the road bends around Alexis. I've got a small farm here where we've housed them. People can see as they drive by and start to get a little notoriety, a little public buzz. But we're taking it slow, but we have a lot of ideas. We'll take them one at a time. But like I mentioned, just appearances right now. Our first public appearance will be at the field house. And we will definitely keep people up to date on when that'll be. But just looking at them right now, they're very calm. It's not going to be hard to get them acclimated to their new home. And Sam will be out here every day, and I will be out here every day sometime, you know, throughout the day. And we will get them ready to go and ready to bring them into the public.
So the long game here is, you said eventually, you know, it's going to be a breeding farm where you're going to have colts. So you yeah. really want to look at developing this into more than just, hey, we're offering, you know, basically carriage rides.
Right. Yep. We started out with two mares with the intention of putting colts on the ground as the years go by and kind of building ourselves up in that manner. But we're not trying to copy what Colonel Holloway did, but we're trying to pay an homage to that. We actually brought our Clydesdales from Canada the same way Colonel Holloway did. And he was also an internationally known breeding ground throughout the United States. So we decided, you know, why not try to be a breeding ground ourselves? And we realize it's starting small, but that's the direction we're taking it.
All right. And you can find more information. They have an active presence on social media. If you just type in the search box on Facebook, F&M Clydesdales, that's F&M Clydesdales, the F for flowers, the M for Medhurst. Great agritourism idea in the western portion of the state in Alexis. Kyle Flowers, thanks for coming on with us today. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
And you're listening to the RFD Radio Network. I'm Jim Taylor.